Isabella, this is where I be super professional and welcome all the people to our little podcast. It's another minisode and you are Isabella. Welcome.
Hello.
I'm really interested in this conversation because we have lots of ambassadors with lots of different backgrounds, but as people will tell fairly quickly, you are not born in Ireland. Tell us where you came from.
Yeah, so I lived in Australia for, I think, 10 and a half years. And so my parents are Irish, so we decided to come back to Ireland a year and a half ago. So, yeah.
And that accent is so soothing. I could listen to you all day. I'd say you never get mad because that accent wouldn't work if you were shouting. It's just too relaxing for that.
Oh, thank you so much.
So you currently live in near to Goatstown in Dublin, and you moved, like, that was kind of a big age to move. And you mentioned to me, like, earlier on that you have been to seven different schools. And for a lot of people, like, that's, you know, just part of life, and, you know, we just get on with it and you adapt. And, you know, you're obviously like a confident young woman who is, I would imagine, able to make friends and settle quite easily. But I think people might underestimate the impact that all that moving has had on you. So tell us about it. Tell us about when you moved and how it's been for you ever since.
Yeah, for sure. So like my most recent move being last year was definitely, it was definitely quite a challenge because, like you said, being a lot older, so I was 15 turning 16. So that's quite a, I guess that's quite an old age to kind of be starting somewhere new, somewhere fresh. And especially because, like, a completely different country as well. Like, I think people would underestimate how different even a country like Australia and Ireland are. Like there was a lot to adapt to. So I think that was another challenge. It wasn't just a new school, a new house. It was like a completely different country with totally different, of course, like, it wouldn't be super, super different to Australia, but it was definitely quite a change. Yeah.
I know it's an English-speaking country, obviously, but, like, there are huge cultural differences that people take for granted. Like, there's so many Irish people that go and live in Australia, like, young people in particular, and they do adapt to it, and there is a great Irish culture there. But what did you notice about Ireland when you moved here first that you kind of thought, oh, I wasn't expecting that?
Well, I guess there was a lot of things. Definitely, I mean, for starters, like, we were talking about, like, my accent earlier. Definitely, I became very aware of my accent because, obviously, I sound quite a lot different to everyone else. So I became very aware of the way I kind of pronounce certain words. Like, I found, you know, I'd say something and, you know, my friends, not in a, obviously not in a mean way, but they'd kind of be like, what'd you say? They'd be like, say that again? And I would, like, I don't even know, like, oh, like, a big one was like a ruler, like that you'd use, like, you know, stationery. Yeah. Oh yeah, like, can I borrow a ruler? And they were like, a ruler? And I was like, yeah. Just like little things like that. Like, it seems so silly, but like, I'm sure, like, especially, yeah, when when my parents went to Australia with Irish accents, they definitely got the opposite. Like, all the Aussies were kind of like, oh, you speak a little differently. So that was definitely something that I wasn't expecting, to be honest. I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't prepared.
Yeah. And so you've how many schools have you been to here?
So I've only been to one school here. So I've been in this school for the last year and a half.
Okay. And how's that working out?
I really love my school. So I have had quite a positive experience with moving to this school, which I'd say it's probably the most positive experience I've had in a lot of my other schools, especially starting fresh and starting again. Like, I felt really included from day one, to be honest. Like, inclusion is something that's really important to me because I know what it's like to be excluded, because being new, you know, it takes a lot to kind of put yourself out there to talk to someone you don't know, that's just come in. But so, like, I remember on my first day when I came to my new school and I was so scared. I was like, oh, not this again. And I remember I was sitting with these girls, and they were there on their exchange year, so they were new too. So I was kind of like, oh, we're kind of in the same boat. And then I remember they were like, they were calling out the class lists, and they were all put in the same class. So they all got up and left, and I was sitting there by myself.
Oh no.
Yeah, and I was just sitting there like, oh, this is so awkward. Like, oh no. Like, everyone's like, who's this weird Aussie? Like, what is she doing? And I was sitting there and I was overthinking everything. Like, I was like, oh, this is so embarrassing, so awkward. Obviously, like, it wasn't at all, but you know how you can like tend to overthink things like that. But I just remember about like 2 minutes later, this girl tapped me on the shoulder and she was like, oh, like, come sit here. Like, oh, do you want to come sit with us and have a chat to us? And like, I've just never forgotten that. Like, in that moment, I was just delighted. I was like, oh, great. Like, someone's actually going out of their way to include me in a conversation. Because when I say I was sitting alone, like, I was sitting completely alone at this point. So, like, I still think about that often, to be honest. Like, and it just, like, really goes to show that even something that she probably thought was pretty meaningless, like, she probably just thought, oh, yeah, there's the girl just sitting there by herself. Like, you know, like, why doesn't she just come and hang out with us? Whereas to me, it was like, oh my gosh, like, I'm new, I don't know anyone, and this is actually having such a, like, great impact on me. And I, like, I still, like, I'm still talking about it today. So, like, it really, like, little things like that really do have, can have a great effect on people.
I suppose having been to other schools where no, where it wasn't as positive experience, you know, you probably take it for granted that people are just going to be nice to you wherever you go. Like, that impact on you having moved to a totally new place and settling somewhere, like, she probably did think, oh, I'm just interested in meeting this girl, whereas a lot of young people are just like really, really wary. But actually, it's not just that she was doing you a favor, like, it enriches our lives to have people with different backgrounds in our friend groups, you know, to get different perspectives. Even, you know, things like accent. If everyone had the same accent, you wouldn't notice those little quirks in the way that people say things. Like, even in Ireland, you know, like, I'm from Waterford, I do have a Waterford accent, and it's only when I hear it back that I'm like, oh my God, I do have a Waterford accent. But, you know, we say funny things. Like, I'm not sure if you've noticed this one. This one was pointed out to me by an American friend recently. I said, I'm after making an appointment.
Yeah.
I'm after. I think Irish people say that all the time when they've done something.
For sure. Yeah, definitely.
You notice that? We say, I'm after doing this, or I'm after saying that. And it makes zero sense logically whatsoever. But what do you think, like, moving around has brought to your life? Like, you strike me as somebody who's really confident. Like, you've only been in that school a year and a half. You were nominated as a leader within your school, which, like, tells me that you have already settled, not just settled, but are becoming a really positive influence in your school if you were nominated for that. So what good things do you think it has brought to just, like, who you are as a person, like, fundamentally, that mightn't have worked out that way if you'd stayed where you were for your whole life?
Yeah, so it's definitely brought a lot to my life. I definitely feel like I've become a lot more resilient. Like, things, I guess, don't bother me as much as they used to, like small things. I've definitely learnt to kind of, I don't want to say cope, but just, you know, take things in my stride, kind of let things kind of roll off a bit more, because I used to be, and I still kind of am, I suppose, a bit of an overthinker. Like, I'd be overthinking maybe something someone said or something maybe I said for ages. Like, but I think, you know, moving around has kind of taught me to be a bit more resilient. And I've definitely learned a lot of empathy for others. Being able to really just, you know, put myself in someone's shoes and see how they're feeling. And I think that's a really important skill to learn, because you're going to come across people in all shapes and forms, all walks of life. And it's just really essential that you stop and think, like, before you say something to someone, maybe how their day's going, like, how they're feeling. Because, yeah, like I said earlier, like, something you can say can have a really positive effect on someone, but it can also have a really negative effect on someone. You might say something without even thinking it, and they could go home and, you know, be really upset about it for ages. So I think that's something I've also learned. And yeah, I've also learned, I suppose, as well, to put myself out there, to not be afraid to talk and like, not be afraid to put myself out there.
Isabella, you moved from an English speaking country, you know, you are a white girl, you've moved from an English speaking country, even though it's like probably really further away than anywhere else. But now that you're here, you're probably seeing a lot of girls coming from other countries that maybe are not white, are from diverse backgrounds, who English is not their first language. So they'd have a similar experience to you, but maybe like additional challenges on top of that. And like, what do you think we can do so that schools and girls feel like, you know, I can reach out to them and I can include them in some way? What, like, how can we support them?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like, I'm really lucky to have moved to an English speaking country and not have had that additional challenge, because I can't imagine having to move new country, new school, new everything, and then also a new language on top of that. Like, that would be insane. So definitely to support those people, I would definitely, as a friend, I would go out of my way to make sure they feel supported, included, just like chat to them, ask them how they're doing, you know, invite them to have lunch with you and your friends, make them feel really included, because, you know, like the last thing they need in this already overwhelming school place that's completely foreign to them is to feel like they're lonely or they don't have anyone to kind of their age to kind of lean on, to kind of chat to. And like over time, like it'll just get so much easier. So it's really great to be helpful and to be there for someone, and just to make sure that people feel included and feel a part of something, especially when, like, say they don't speak the language, so it's already super challenging for them. Even if they just, you know, maybe are too shy to contribute at first, they'll feel like they'll warm up to you and they'll kind of feel like more in a safe space, in a safe community, which I just think is really positive and is a really great thing to do.
Yeah, I think people's experiences and learning from other people's experiences, like as I said earlier on, just brings so many positives to every environment, and having that like difference and diversity. And I love that you're that passionate about that. Do you think you'll stay in Ireland? Do you think Ireland is it now? Or do you think you'll be somebody who just wants to explore the world forever? What's next?
For sure. Well, I love traveling. And I think, yeah, like you said, like learning about new people, new places, I think will always be something that I'm interested in and always be something that I aspire to do. I love Ireland so much though. So I definitely see myself here for the next while anyway, but I'll definitely be seeking travel as much as possible. And like, you never know, I might end up back in Australia. Like I really do love Australia as well. So it's kind of like my mind and my heart want different things. Like it's like, you know, a bit torn between the two, but definitely, yeah, for sure.
And it's not like you can just get on a train and go there for like a weekend or something like that.
Definitely not.
Well, look, when the Shona Project goes international and we have an Australian arm, maybe you can go and start it over there and work for us and still be part of it. Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's chat. Good to talk to you, Isabella. Thank you so much for chatting to me.
Thank you so much.